Welcome to the girls portion of the New Hope CIY podcast. Super excited to be here with all the girls.
Yeah!
They're also excited. We're going to talk about some of the great things that have been happening this week. Any big announcements, guys?
Happy birthday, DeLorean!
Not Dawson, though.
Just DeLorean.
DeLorean is the chosen one.
That's true. DeLorean has been named the chosen one here at CIY this week. So, theme. Anybody have anything to say about the theme that we've been doing this week?
I don't know what the theme is.
Anybody know what the theme is?
Oh, like that theme? I thought they were talking about, like, the aliens. I don't know if that's the theme or, like, what.
No. Like, our whole theme of the week is Nevertheless.
Yes.
Can anyone kind of, like, give us your take on Nevertheless?
Well, it's based off of Galatians 2:20. And, like, each day we have a new thing. Like, undeserving. Nevertheless, Jesus died for me, kind of thing.
Almost. Yeah, Jesus is for
Jesus
me.
Jesus is for you. Jesus is over you. Jesus is in you.
Yeah.
That's it so far.
So with those, has anyone experienced, like, anything cool that they'd like to share with the different Nevertheless days?
Crying.
Crying?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, with, like,
that
those...
That pretty much summarizes.
CIY this year. With those prompts, you know, Jesus is for you, Jesus is over you, Jesus is in you. Like, does anyone have anything to say to that? Like, what it's done for you? What you've experienced this week through that?
I mean, I feel like Jesus is over you is always a really good reminder for me. Like, sometimes when you're going through stuff, it doesn't feel like... Jesus is with you. Like, it's really easy to feel like, oh yeah, God's walking through me, or God's walking with me through this, when when everything's going good. But sometimes, like, when things are hard, you feel really alone and like God's not with you. So even if it's something you know, it's always a good reminder, I feel like.
Yes. Anyone else?
Yeah, and with the over, like, we were talking about how he's always in control, like how you have to surrender, like, you wanting to be in control of your life. For him to, like, I don't know, for him to be able to, like, be with you while he's, you know, I don't know how to word this, I'm sorry, while he's, like, figuring out your life with you.
Yeah. So, like, today was a pretty big day for us. Does anyone kind of want to explain what happened today, like, this evening in session? Go for it. Anyone.
So, they did a thing where, they had these boxes that you would stand on, and there were chains attached to it. And we would take those chains, and we would symbolize our thing that's holding us back, and we would just... let it go, and we would let it drop.
Yeah, it was a pretty powerful thing tonight. Anyone want to, like, add to what it was like to be in the room tonight with all that going on? Talkative crew tonight.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, like, the words to say. Like, it was just really cool because we were, like, worshiping, and then in the back, well, not background, but, like, all around the room, you could hear the chains dropping, and, like, it was just really cool that, like, at that moment, you could hear all the people letting go of all these things.
I hope you can hear that.
You're really like
nothing like community bathrooms.
Okay. Yeah.
You were, like, you were saying such great stuff.
That was so good.
That was really powerful.
Yeah.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
So lots of hugs. Yeah. Lots of tears.
DeLorean is finally done with her banana, so she can contribute to the conversation.
She's
Never mind. She's got her next snack food ready to go. So it's only day three, but I know a lot has gone on. Does anyone have, like, their favorite thing that has happened so far this week? We had some girls compete today.
Yeah. That volleyball. Was so scary.
Volleyball?
Yes. Yeah. People are so competitive.
Yeah. Team Noodle Boodle all the way, though.
Yeah. Noodle Boodle for life.
I mean, the boys did really good.
I mean, I'm sure I really would have enjoyed... Anyway,
part of this,
you know, I really wanted to do the soccer tournament, and it would have been really fun, everyone, no one wanted to do it, so.
Nice. Delorean, you were going to say something.
I forget.
I'm so sorry. It's
okay.
I think one of my favorite parts of the week is getting chocolate milk every morning.
Mm. Nice, yeah. That's a good part.
Very good.
My favorite part so far has been, like, the simple moments that you don't even think about. Like, sitting in my hammock this afternoon while you guys were playing Foursquare. Like, it was
square.
Just... Nine square. Wow. It is late at night. I was clearly not paying attention. Like, just chilling in my hammock while you guys were playing with the girls.
Music.
Yeah, like... And then all these people coming and joining in and getting to meet new people, that just...
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say, too. Like, not even, like, people from other youth groups, but, like, getting to know people in our group more. Yeah. And, like, figuring out how people are and, like, getting to know them better. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite parts.
I was going to say my favorite part was kind of just, like, the friendships built through it.
Yeah.
She
said my favorite part is the friendship built through it.
That was Ella.
That was Ella, yes.
She's far from the mic. We got you covered, girl.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think, like, it's really easy to, you know, obviously love the really big and awesome moments, mm-hmm. but those simple moments when we're all just, hey, like, right now, sitting in this room, eating snacks and
sweating,
playing Roblox on the sidewalk.
They were sitting over by the boys' dorms just playing Roblox.
We didn't interview.
Yeah, why are we playing? Dirty guys.
Yeah.
We didn't even end up playing Roblox.
I was gonna say they were.
We just added each other as friends, and that's all.
So cute.
I don't know what Roblox
CIY,
is.
I don't either. But
what?
CIY is like no air conditioning. That's okay. And then back row twice.
They
did us dirty.
We've been in the bowl
and
the whole time.
One row full of people. Like,
You
guys could have been in the like.
Plus, there was like the whole half section. There was no. I'm gonna sit there tomorrow morning if no one shows up.
Yeah,
literally.
No, I think
you should do it.
Supposed to be sitting there. I think they just sat there.
Yeah.
I say we do it. Then it looked like we actually are supposed to be there too.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Just like everybody, like girls and guys, walk over there.
Because no one's gonna question you.
Yeah.
So, we've got two more days left. Anybody have, like, something they're hoping to get out of it these last 2 days? Something fun, something emotional, something powerful? What are you looking forward to these last 2 days?
Dodgeball!
Yeah.
Well,
are we competing in dodgeball?
I want to.
Awesome.
I'll watch. Maybe the girls can actually play this time, not just the dudes.
Seriously. How long? I'm looking forward to more worship, though, because I always love some good worship.
Everyone's looking forward to choir practice.
Oh, yeah.
Choir practice.
Goodness.
Yay.
That's the best part is choir practice.
Oh,
true.
It's
just as much fun as sitting in the back.
Twice in a row.
I really enjoy choir practice.
And sitting in the bowl the entire time. The gym.
The clapping. That's the best part.
Sure.
It's fun.
Sure. And then we'll do it perfectly, and then we'll have to do it again.
That's true.
And then again.
And probably one more
time. And then probably again as well.
All right. Well, we are going to wrap up because it's late at night, and I'm sure we are all exhausted from
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. Does anyone have any parting words they want to say to the listeners of the New Hope podcast?
I miss air conditioning.
Me too.
Hi, Mom.
CIY is definitely worth. If you can go.
For real.
Yes.
So facts.
It goes by fast, though.
It does.
Literally.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, girls are better than the boys.
Yeah!
Hurrah!
Yeah!
Da-da-doom-da. Doom-da-da. Doom-da-da-da. Da-da-doom-da. Doom-da-da-da-da.
Do you believe? I can feel something inside me say, really don't think he's strong enough, no.
Say what? Hey everybody, it's that time of year again. We're at CIY. Say hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, if you wave, they can't see you.
What's up?
And we're in the dorms. This is night 3, 2023. Now the girls outnumber us this year. There's a lot of girls and only a handful of boys. So if we're going to have a better podcast than them. What's that? Volleyball. Volleyball champs in this room right now.
Yeah!
Incredible victory out of millions of teams. So that's a good memory.
We won't talk about basketball on the podcast.
Yeah.
Rock.
I'm looking right here at the hole punch card of... That's a lot of hole punches, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hole punches.
Was it the record?
What?
Is it the record?
Probably. Definitely for ours. What?
How many do we have? How many wins?
14, right? No, 12 basketball.
14 points, whatever. Anyway. So, who wants to say what the theme is this year? What's the word?
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless. Talked about on night 1. Nevertheless is this word that kind of combines two things that don't really belong to each other. And so we don't really deserve the grace of God. Nevertheless, he gives it to us. That's kind of the theme. What have you guys liked so far? Memories, things you've learned, memories you've made, laughs. Let them have it. Let the whole interweb world know.
Found out Levi's 6'9 when we were walking back.
Did you know you were 6'9?
No, I thought it was 5'11.
You learn something new every single day. Yeah. And that contributed to the volleyball win.
I believe.
Yep.
5'11 guys are just unstoppable.
Got to play some 9-square today with some other youth groups. Tomorrow is our beach day. A lot of smoky filled air because of Canada. Thanks a lot. Neighbors to the north, control yourself, please. Thank you. And here in Michigan, we're even closer to Canada. So you learn geography while you're here, too. Mm-hmm. So, Solomon, what's a fun memory so far?
Getting blicky by Dawson.
Getting what?
Blicky.
Getting
by Michelle Boucher.
Getting blicky?
Blickied.
Blickied.
You heard it straight out of Michigan.
Who wants to tell us about the powerful film that we watched and like the main point behind it? Remember that?
The rest of the world?
Are you talking about the blood in the river?
Yeah, that one. Where the River Divides
is
the title.
And what was the question?
Just let all of the internet know what it was about, like the main point that you got from it.
It was a powerful story of a kid that went off. He was in a tribe, and his dad wanted him to follow in his footsteps, and the tribe was against Christianity, obviously. They had their own ways. And the kid went off, came back. He found God when he was gone. He came back, and he was trying to teach it to the people. So eventually his dad ordered for him to be killed. He didn't die. And I feel like the whole point in it is, like, God's always watching us. You can't really just, like, ask for God in the moment and hope that God comes as soon as you want him. It's just over the times, because, what was it, 26 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
26 years. And that, like...
You hear that Holland train in the background?
Yeah, it's amazing. It was 26 years and his dad forgave him. It took 26 years for... his dad had come to his house and asked for forgiveness, and he gave it to him. So.
And then a week later, so he got baptized.
Mm-hmm.
His son forgave him, and then a week later, his dad passed away. So just an incredible story of redemption, deliverance, forgiveness.
God's perfect timing, too.
Yeah. And the fact that he did not die when he was supposed to is in itself pretty amazing. Would you be quiet, train? We're trying to have a serious talk.
The
Boothermaker. I really hope you can hear that. This is what we're trying to sleep with.
Disrespect.
How How do you sleep in here? You don't have a fan. Oh.
We literally turned the fan off for the podcast.
I was eating my Doritos.
So, Landon and Solomon, you guys, first timers, what's your thought of CIY so far?
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll be prepared next time.
You going to be the type of kids that come every year now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You better be. Generation. The next generation of CIYers are here.
We also learned to never go to Walmart with
and
cash
spend on more than $100 with Solomon.
Don't take $150 at Walmart and spend it all.
Yeah.
And one day.
Oh, you spend it all?
It takes $20. Right. I don't even spend that.
I actually spent $3, so I'm pretty proud of that.
A lot. I spent 20.
Well.
Why are you looking like that?
Shout out to everybody that couldn't make it this year. We miss you. We got a bunch of great memories with all of you if you're listening to this. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're also learning a lot. I'm sure there's something else that from the week that maybe we're forgetting. No, we still have 2 great days left, but we definitely mentioned that at least twice.
Okay, buddy.
So
just keep snacking on
this. Dawson's memory is not improved much.
Not memory.
This
Bryce had to remind me about CIY for the last 2 years about 12 times.
He's mixed up 2 years ago and 1 year ago about every time we bring up CIY.
It happens. They do run together if you've been to several. But the fact of mentioning volleyball, and we just did like a handful of times.
We started this 7 minutes ago, so less than that.
Looking forward to hearing what the girls from the girls' side, they outnumber us. I'm sure it's going to be great. And nevertheless, we love you. I don't know. Have a great day, everybody, and don't forget to tip your waitress. Bye.
Bye. Cash your card.
How do you turn this thing off? All right, it's off.
Wow, the girls suck at volleyball. Can we agree that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do? You want to go play some bingo?
I don't
want to
get shot, that's for sure.
I'm going to shoot some people, actually. Oh.
Dude!
Next year, CIY, in the pamphlet, it's going to ban those type of Nerf guns.
He's at that.
Yep, yep.